Okay. This is Sensei. Okay, this is Sensei. Booyah. Unintentional. So awesome. I don't even know if they technically rhyme. I never know how many, how much of the syllable that you need to have. I don't think it is a rhyme technically. It'd have to be end with say. So, okie doke say. There we go. This is Sensei. So, today I don't feel like doing anything. I hope that's not like super duper uber loud. Today my dream journal, I decided to start with that. I wasn't sure whether or not this was going to be the dream journal one or not. But I decided to do the dream journal thing today. So that, I had a dream. I have a dream of times gone by. That's right. I switched it midway through. So, my dreams last night. I got to bed pretty late again. I did end up having a lucid, but it's really the only dream that I remember, so I'll explain. I was in the world for quite a while. I don't remember much about what I did, but I remember the world very well, which is something interesting whenever you start, you don't know how much is fake memories that your mind had to build, and I feel like your mind builds more fake memories the more aware you are to try to keep you from being aware. Sometimes I do feel like it's a battle between you and your mind, whether or not you're going to be aware. Other times I feel like your mind is just some unconscious thing that has no preference whatsoever. It's just been taught that you don't need to be aware in dreams. So, what happened is, what am I looking for? This room. What happened is I was with my grandpa, not my actual grandpa, but I was with my grandpa in the dream. This is my in-house grandpa. He was filling in for the role of my grandpa. Anyways, so he is showing me around this old library. If you've seen Avatar The Last Airbender or Korra The Last Airbender, you know what library I'm talking about. Oh man, I wish I would have seen the owl there. That would have been so creepy. It would have been the best thing ever. But basically, the thing that was happening was that he was showing me what books he likes to read, which is weird for a grandpa, but okay. And all of the books were like charters of people coming over from across the sea and stuff like that. And he's like, it's so interesting to hear what different families came over at different times. And in the dream, I was like, that is so interesting. And then I left, I went outside, and it was rainy outside, and the world was, it was similar to ours, but it was smaller. And I can't, I don't remember looking around at the world much. It just seemed a lot smaller. I don't know if you guys have ever had that experience with things, where you just have the feeling that the world is just a smaller place. So for him to look at charters and stuff like that, manifests and everything like that, it would, he would be able to see most, he would be able to recognize almost all the names on there as people that he knew in real life because the world was a lot smaller. So, there's that. And, so then I went back into the house to go talk to my grandpa because somebody told me about some form of book. I do not remember 100% what it was, but, they told me about a book, so I started to go inside and look at it. And they told me, again, about one of the manifest or charters or something like that. And so I'm going in there and I'm looking for it, and all of a sudden it just clicks. I'm like, man, this is boring. Why would I be interested in this? This must be a dream. And so then my mind clicks. This must be a dream. And I stop for a second and I think about my dream goals, but I am surrounded by books. So I'm like, man, I need to find a good book in here. That sounds like fun. I've told you guys before, is one of my dream goals is to read books and to relate the stories. So I ask my would-be grandfather, I ask him for directions to the other books, and he starts showing me the charter books again. I'm like, dude, come on, the manifests and stuff like that. I'm like, show me where the fantasy is. He's like, well, fantasy books are books that anybody could write anything in them. I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. And so he takes me over to the fantasy books anyway. And when he does that, I start looking through and I see a bunch of really cool sounding ones. like stories with dragons as the main character and stuff like that. I don't remember the names of them, mainly because I woke up. What happened when I woke up? My alarm woke me up. Yeah, so I don't remember the names of it. My alarm woke me up. I turned my alarm off and I went back to sleep trying to get back, but I could not. I was not very happy about that. But basically, what I mainly wasn't happy about was the fact that I do 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 the fact that I keep getting lucid at the very end of my REM cycles whenever I'm like my alarm's getting ready to come off and stuff like that. Like it's not even just like, oh, well now I woke up because of stabilization. It's like now it's time for you to get up. It's like, dang freaking mothers of freaking Pine Swirls, I'll beat you with a freaking stick. A lot of freaking things happening. So basically when stuff like this happens, it means like if you look at the things that you need for lucidity, and one of the things I generally have is the confidence and experience also, as I've said before, it trumps all. Because it gives you the confidence and you don't have to worry about which technique you're using or anything like that. And you know how much sleep you need exactly and everything like that. So it's very interesting because experience really does trump all. Experience is the best way to lucid dream. It's the easiest, but the only way to get experience is to actually lucid dream the other ways. So the main thing about da, 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 about me becoming lucid at the very, very end of my dreaming means that if I went to bed 5 minutes earlier, I don't like we actually don't really know how these dream things work. So I don't know if like dreams only happen at specific times, blah 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 blah. But in my mind, the way it should work is if I had I gone to sleep 5 minutes earlier, that alarm would have gone off 5 minutes later, which who knows how long that is in dream time, because I don't believe that time is 100% the same in dreams as it is in waking. I don't care about your science, because you can't, because you can't really prove or disprove time dilation in a dream. So I am sorry. Something that cannot be disproven. You can say that sometimes it's the same, but that doesn't mean it can't ever be done. But I guess science can never say that anything really cannot be done. It just, we can say that it probably can't be done. Like, I probably can't fly. But that's just because we go from experience with science and stuff like that. So if you look at all the experience and everything, you can't say that there's not going to be an anomaly here or there. Especially if there is some sort of greater force, which most people believe in. But anyways, that's off subject. So, any freaking ways. I am. Yeah. So I am gonna end it here. I really wish I could have read some of those books. I didn't even pick one up. I was trying to figure out which one. I said before that walt control is basically what I go with in dreams. I don't worry about time or anything like that. I don't. If you feel rushed in a dream because you're afraid that you're gonna wake up, generally you're gonna wake up sooner anyway. So just chill out, calm down, and enjoy your dream. Do what you want to do with the timetables you feel like doing it. I wouldn't say set up a 4 hour time slot of doing something, but actually I would. That's actually exactly how I roll. Do something that takes 4 hours versus something that takes 10 seconds, you know? And that way you can take a few lucid dreams on it and have some real fun. Have a good memory. Because as I said before, you can have anything you want with a snap of your fingers. The journey is the reward. So that's how I feel about that. So take your time in dreams. If you take your time in dreams, you'll have more time because you took it. Little freaking thief. All right, now I'm just jammering on about nothing. I don't even know what jammering means, but it sounds kind of like, continuing on and on. So I say as I do what I'm accusing myself of. Okay, bye.